Let's get down to penis and suck off five guys.
All right. What is this? Because we got to pre-record, right?
Yeah, this is, I believe, Sunday. This is Sunday. Yeah, tomorrow's show.
June 2nd. All right. Okay.
And maybe if you guys are lucky, or actually, did you format it already?
No, I'm not formatting.
Nice. We have a bonus, very bad episode for you guys.
bonus.
There's a couple fun parts.
I just got to mark down these.
Today's a bonus, though.
God, fuck this piece of shit.
The next one's going to be a regular one. You're the gayest man I've ever sucked.
No.
And your cum tastes like blue chew. Damn. That's how we really sell advertisers.
If you promise flavored cum.
No. We place them in our songs about being gay.
Oh, if we make jingles for them.
That is next level.
I agree.
We got to get our marketing department on that.
They got to pay more for that.
Yeah, dude. If we place you in a song about being gay or being gay with your dad specifically.
Plus, you know, we're putting ourselves at risk by doing
copyrighted material.
Copyrighted. Yeah.
For profit.
But it's parody, right?
It's parody for profit.
It's for-profit parody.
Yeah.
Okay. Just like Saturday Night Live.
All right, I got my calendar looking the way I want it here.
Oh, yeah?
Fuck, this is annoying.
Like a man's ass?
Yeah. Hold on.
God damn,
I bought
bro.
The cheapest headphones on Amazon.
We just need a longer cord, baby.
This is the one that came with them.
We'll buy you a new cord. I think I have a cord at home that I'll bring next time.
Yeah.
Was it just an auxiliary cord?
Yeah.
It's a cord for some headphones.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Not an auxiliary cord. Bitch. Actually, I think that's literally what it is.
Yeah.
So, hang on, one more.
Doesn't auxiliary mean like, I don't know, like an accessory or?
Yeah.
Isn't it a general term?
That's right.
Then yeah,
why
well,
is it,
sometimes
why does,
words have different meanings.
But why does that get to be the cord?
Uses.
Like, shouldn't it be a sound cord or something like that? Does auxiliary mean sound?
I think you could say sound cord. People would get it.
Doesn't sound right, though.
It's also
auxiliary doesn't mean sound, though.
35 millimeter.
That's good. Say, call it that.
Yeah.
Auxiliary could mean a lot of different stuff, right?
One eighth inch or 35 millimeter.
Nice. Both bigger than Adam's dick.
Yeah.
They should call it the bigger than Adam's dick cord.
Yeah, you don't know about that.
Yeah, I bet you don't know about it.
Everyone else knows about that.
We all text each other. The whole world is in a group chat.
Everyone's got the inside
scoop. Sometimes I feel like that. Like the entire world's in some sort of group chat talking about me. It's called narcissism.
Just about your dick, how your dick is.
How small my dick is. That's all they talk about.
An aux cord.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other definitions of auxiliary? Like, does the military use it?
How about luxury?
Okay.
You know, I'm not trying
you're
to...
wearing lugs, boots,
I'm not worried
your dick
about
sucked?
Auxiliary. I'm worried about luxury.
Like,
is that a
man?
I want leather wires.
Yeah.
All my
velvet
wires. All my wires velvet. I pull up, you know, I pull up to the holes on the radio,
mm-hmm.
and I say... Blau, velvet.
Blagow,
velvet. I got velvet wires for that ass.
That's right, bitch.
Let me plug some shit in.
I plug my speakers in with beautiful shag carpeting.
Mm-hmm.
Shag carpeting wires. I wanted a van with shag carpeting.
Yeah, everybody did.
Really?
Everybody cool.
I think we
me and you that. Had the same exact
desires. Dunk,
just the gayest, just the lamest shit. Where I was like, fuck, that would be awesome to have.
But I wanted specifically...
Damn, I can't wait. I would love to have a house with one of those giant soccer balls.
Oh, yeah.
And I invite my friends over to play giant soccer.
That would be awesome.
What about a secret door behind a bookcase?
No.
You
no.
never wanted that?
No.
To have gay sex
no,
in mind?
Never. That's
no, it's not about keeping secrets. It's just about that the door is a
no,
secret.
No, that's not. No one cool wanted
that scared
the secret
me.
Door.
Yeah. People, you thought that was scary?
I see. I was scared of that.
You guys
that kind
didn't
of
think
shit.
That was cool?
I thought
and
it was stupid.
And paintings with eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's,
where you look?
That's,
what I did want was a control, a secret underground control room, with like a panic room.
No, that's
yeah,
scary,
how do you
too.
Get to that?
I wanted to live in a utopia where you didn't need any of that stuff.
It's not a secret door.
Just a secret door?
You pull one book and it opens the whole.
My childhood fantasies. I always imagined getting there through the ventilation system.
Yeah, that I did want to do. Crawl through the vents. Yeah.
Crawl through the vents, and it leads to
of
a control
your own
room
house?
Where I could launch missiles at people.
Okay. Yeah. I never went to violence.
Yeah.
I think I was just being sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I wanted to do through the vents.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That'd be hilarious, a story about a young Stavros getting stuck in the vents.
Oh, for sure. I would not be able to. They would not hold me. I was like 200 pounds very quick. I got the two bills fast.
Before
what
sixth
age?
Grade?
Probably in fifth grade.
Fifth grade.
Damn.
Come on.
Probably.
I was
basically this height in fifth grade.
You grew fast.
I was like, me and Eldest were the same height, and then I just stopped growing in seventh grade.
Wow.
It was so annoying. Wow. And then he got to be tall as shit, and I'm just a fucking short little fat piece of shit.
Uh-huh.
And I don't get any of the privileges from, you know, that the world gives tall men.
Mm-hmm. Eldest is a beneficiary of so many privileges.
Oh, you're right. His life seems a lot
him,
better than
if
yours.
If you see him, like...
Eldest seems to be doing so much better than that.
Dude, on a personal... Like, yes. Without the strife that I've... Without trying to...
It's made you stronger.
It has made me stronger.
It's made you funny.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I would prefer to not be
There's
funny.
There's never been a tall, funny person ever.
That's true. Yeah.
It's a fact.
So true. Gary Goldman, not funny at
not
all.
Not funny. Jock.
Definitely
get out,
one of
get
the
off
best.
The stage, Jock.
I want to see his fucking new special, but I'm going to be gone when he tapes it.
He's taping it here?
He's taping it in Brooklyn.
Is it all of his rules? All of his comedy rules?
No. But those are helpful tips.
Are they?
I like them, yes.
I don't read them. They make me nervous.
Nervous how?
I just don't want to hear about the process in such an earnest way.
Yeah.
What's your process, Adam?
I can't talk about it.
Somebody does something funny.
Yeah, he sees something happen.
He sees someone do something funny.
Okay.
And then he tells
That's
story.
Not what happens.
And then he just repeats something he saw someone else do.
No, that's not what my
He's learned to
practice.
Only steal from people not in comedy now. He's yeah. Serious.
That's not true. That's not what I do on stage.
His he asks people on the train, do you guys know any good jokes?
Or black people?
Yeah, he asks black people if they know something funny.
Yeah.
First of all, what do you think of my sneakers? Second of all, have you heard any good jokes yet? No, I'm not writing this down.
Ah, fuck.
But of course, obviously they're joking, and that's not what my craft or process is. It's a lot more detailed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you walk us through it?
Dasha says something, and then he forgets that Dasha said it.
That's even worse than you saying me copying things that happen. That's even worse.
He forgets that Dasha said it.
I would never steal from a bitch who is currently stealing from me.
He's doing it on stage. And then, you know, maybe politely she says, I came up with that. I'm like, no, you didn't. You're gaslighting me. Stop gaslighting.
Stop it, dude. I know what you're starting to talk about or what you could start talking about right now, and I don't have it in me.
I literally don't.
I was at that fucking bookstore, and we don't have to get into it.
Oh, man.
That is gaslighting. We don't have to get into it.
Damn.
I can see Nick's brain work. Mm-hmm. That's one good thing about us being such good pals for so many years.
I literally wasn't
even
thinking
about
it.
No, there's no way he was thinking about
it. I completely forgotten about that. I've decided to move on, I think.
I'm not moving on.
We're at an impasse.
I don't count that as a victory. Your decision to move on, like you're the...
Is it stalemate?
Like he's just, he's walking away from it.
I am.
No.
I'm walking away from it.
No, I need...
Wow.
Because it doesn't really matter to me.
Closure.
Who it matters to is the one that's emotionally abusive and is gaslighting him.
You're the gaslighter.
That's the one who can't drop it.
You're the gaslighter.
That's the one who can't ever let it go.
Gaslighting just means lying, huh?
No, gaslighting is making someone think they're crazy.
Oh.
You make the other person think they're
crazy.
But
that's a form of lying.
It could be.
I mean, gaslighting is like, there's many different...
It's some shit that
females
say.
Just pretending that they don't remember something is a form of gaslighting.
Gotcha.
You know, it'd be like, you call your girlfriend a cunt, and then a week later, she's like, but you called me a cunt, and you're like, I honestly don't even remember that. And it's like, they do remember.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's
called being a cool boyfriend.
It's lying.
Yeah. So gaslighting equals lying.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't equal lying.
Everybody has to have there cool could be fucking words that, for everything.
There could be lying that
but
isn't
it's essentially
gaslighting.
Lying.
No, it's mm-hmm. more specific
That's,
than that.
It's fine. It's the now we're having the chimps versus bonobos debate again.
Exactly. No. It's a set subset debate. No, yeah. Now we're starting all our debates over again. Is that what's
gaslighting
happening?
Gaslighting is a subset of lying.
Let's get all the debates going again.
Because gaslighting implies a rewriting of the record.
Lying.
It's retconning.
Lying.
Well, yeah, there's lying. But it's like it's not like lying is involved, but it is like yeah, it's more retconning than lying.
It's a specific kind of lying. The way a chimp or a bonobo is a specific kind of chimp.
That's right.
That's what yes. I was saying.
But we're not talking about species.
So you could yes, we are.
But he's saying it's a set okay, subset I see what you're saying. Situation.
Thank you.
I know what you're saying.
Thank
we
you.
All agree.
We all agree, and we can move forward.
I was at the
for the record, Adam did not agree.
I did agree. I said that.
A fresh gaslight.
Listen, we all agree that I was at the bookstore.
I'm swinging back to thinking you were now, honestly.
That I was?
That you were.
Good. Thank you, Starbros.
That's how the gaslighting process works.
That's not, I'm not gaslighting.
It convinces
stuff.
You that you're crazy.
You're
like,
gaslighting
I guess
me.
Adam must be right. No, I've moved on. I don't care.
Where does that word come from?
A book. Some kind of book.
No, it's the movie Gaslight.
No. Oh, there's a movie.
There's a book called Gaslight.
There's a movie called Gaslight.
It was probably based on a book.
I think it's a book.
Well, you don't read books if you haven't seen the movie.
If you see the movie, you don't
Both
have to read
the book.
Both
of those things are true, but I think I heard someone at some point, and it might have been
what
one
is
of
it,
you.
Someone...
All that dumb girl bullshit is like not
it's girl
actual.
Shit.
It's not actual science. It's like, you know, like the Bechdel test. That was just some dumb bitch. That wasn't like she like drew comics, and she's like, I
Her
came
name
up
was
with
Bechdel.
It's some bitch named like fucking Katie
Bechdel. Yeah,
who Bechdel.
Cares? Science is gay, dude.
I mean, you know, it's like. It's wrong, and I don't think women should be saying things. I personally
it is a wild.
I don't
test,
think
though.
That they should. It's really depressing
yeah.
for women.
That's hilarious
that they have to hold.
I was like, oh come on, this can't be that many movies.
It's
and
every
then you
movie.
See it's every fucking movie.
Yeah,
yeah, but it's also the movies they make for themselves.
That's right.
You
yeah.
know,
mm-hmm.
it's like I mean, a movie about a woman getting her shit together. It's always like because she got dumped.
True.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's never like... Well, I guess Gravity is because her kid died.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one movie.
That's the only movie that passes the Bechdel test?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but
another,
it was a male child.
There's not another female character.
But she fucked the kid.
What's that?
It was a man.
So if there's
fucked,
not another female character, then it
then
doesn't
it fails the Bechdel test.
It has to be two
yeah,
women
that's
talking.
True.
Unless George Clooney was trans.
Two women not talking about a man.
That's
Clooney
true.
Trans?
I'm just trying to think of movies where, like... The woman's motivation.
The Avengers probably. No, yeah. Thanos is a man. Thanos. If Thanos wasn't a man and Scarlett Johansson and somebody else.
I can't
some
even
other
think
bitch.
Of another bitch. That green bitch? The green bitch? Zoe Saldana?
But is it in a romantic context or is it just talking about a man?
I think it's not even romantic. I think it's just talking about
Damn,
a man.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
And it's they still don't pass that shit? That no. is pretty gay for
There's
women.
Never been a movie that's passed the fact
Yeah,
I don't. Maybe Bridesmaids. They must have.
No, they were always talking about a man.
Yeah, it's literally a movie about a woman
about
getting married.
Yeah, but they probably talk about something like, "What do you want for
yeah,
dinner?"
Yeah, but the
tonight?
Whole point. I mean, the movie is about women that aren't married and their friend is.
Hold on, what about
and they all feel like whores because of it?
Yeah, exactly.
That's and therein lies the comedy. Is that all women are whores, really, and it's just because she's getting married doesn't mean she's not a slut.
Yeah.
Interesting. See,
yeah,
I didn't
she
take
can't.
Away
she
that
can't shed
movie.
Her slut
yeah.
past.
Really, if you look at the movie, it's a sort of a criticism of the men that allow women to
tie them
know,
down.
Tie them
touch,
down.
Yeah.
Tim
Heidecker really should be getting different pussy than Maya Rudolph.
Exactly.
Yes, and John Hamm. John Hamm's the only good one.
Yeah,
because he just uses Kristen Wiig's pussy up
like a hand,
right.
like a hand,
yes.
like a ham,
like a
he
ham.
Fucks it like a microwaved ham, which yeah. is his last name.
Nice, nicery doodah,
suck on my nuts.
Uh huh.
Okay, let's figure out one movie that passes the Bechdel test. What about Annihilation?
I never saw it.
Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
No,
it's no, they go into the Natalie Portman, that thing?
Natalie
I never
Portman,
saw it.
Yeah. Tessa Thompson.
They go into the forest.
And they shoot some shit. It looked cool, but then someone said it wasn't an action movie like I thought it might be. And then I was like,
it was just scary.
Snooze. Yeah. Oh, what about that horror movie where an old bitch traps a young bitch?
Oh, what is that? What movie?
It's, I don't know, it's called like Ernestine or some shit like that.
One of the Ernest movies?
Yeah. No, it's Chloe Grace Moritz and some old lady. And the old lady, it's a horror movie. That one passes. We did it, guys.
Yeah, okay.
Was there ever an Ernest Goes to Israel?
No. But he should have. A birthright Ernest?
What the hell? Ernest fires a rocket at Palestinian children?
Yeah, yeah.
They're doing their own Holocaust. They got their own camps. Gassing all these kids. Hey, Vern. They got Jew Nazis over here. Vern.
Oh, wow. There's a kind of American.
The producers are like,
anti-Semite.
No, I don't think we'll be making
that
this.
That's when we'll be passing.
We'll be passing on this. As much as we enjoyed Ernest Goes to the Beach, I don't think we will be producing Ernest Goes to Israel.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Damn.
Well, how about it's Halloween or something?
Yeah. How about Ernest Goes Trick-or-Treating? Okay, I like that.
And he goes to a Jew's house and handing out pennies.
Oh, no.
No.
No. Pass.
Yeah. Pass. Not that.
I like the idea that that man had so much power in Hollywood, he could just be anti-Semitic. Look, we can't lose the Ernest movies. Mm.
He makes over $80,000 a year in video cassette sales.
The man is an institution.
Has anyone ever paid for an Ernest movie, or do they only watch them after getting them at the library?
No, I rented Ernest movies from
you
Blockbuster.
You did?
Yeah.
I feel like I got them exclusively from the library. But that might have been a little V. Halkius poor life hack.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even know Blockbuster existed for years.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah. And then at one point we went to this little independent one right by Santoni's Market off Eastern Avenue.
Independent Blockbuster?
No, like an independent video store.
Oh, okay.
And it was one of those that had pornography in the
back. Oh, after behind the beaded doorway thing.
Literally.
That's
awesome.
Tight.
And I kept trying to sneak in there.
Yeah, Blockbuster never had porn.
No, and that's why they succeeded, and that's why this country is fucking little dickhead as hell. The one that showed porn should have succeeded.
Well, the internet would have killed that anyway.
At some point. But the internet killed it with Netflix anyway.
Yeah, that's
true. No, I remember the porn sections in like record stores and stuff.
Record stores?
Yeah, record.
Yeah,
well,
to like
you
listen
know,
to
like,
porn records.
Yeah. Record stores would also sell movies pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like Tower Records and
stuff. Yeah.
I only went to the one in Fells Point. When I was trying to be cool, when I was like listening to classic rock in ninth grade.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, I would
Tower Records?
What the fuck was that one called? Soundgarden.
Some fat girl is in there. You're like, hey, you ever hear of Bad Company? And she's like calling the police. Yeah, some rockabilly bald guy.
No, I was not. I was never rockabilly. That is a creation of this podcast.
There's a guy in Creepers.
I was never.
There's a guy in Creepers
all,
in a checkered tank
yet.
Top.
I was never rockabilly, and I wasn't
he
bald
keeps snapping
until
at
I was 20.
You
went,
bald
at around 20.
You went bald at 9.
Yeah.
When you hit that 200.
Once I hit those two bills, I threw on a wife beater. Stavros two stacks. I was never rockabilly. I just appreciated Elvis at a young age. And I wanted to be rockabilly. Uh-huh. There's a difference. I wanted to have greased up pomade ass hair and a leather jacket.
I think we probably talked about it, but like I used to have this fantasy that I had control of a street gang when I was like 5.
And then the
mental image was like, just 6-year-olds dressed like leather daddies, like spinning chains.
Yeah, like Tom of Finland 6-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to have a little clubhouse.
Yeah.
With my fucking boys, dude.
Yeah.
And I wanted to play guitar.
Yeah.
I wanted to be the lead, the singer and guitar.
Did you ever learn
of the gang?
Of the gang. We were also a gang. Because it was all from little kid movies.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
like,
for
that's
sure.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. Everything was from a
there should
stupid
be bands that are also gangs.
Little kid band
that
gang.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Yeah, we just at that moment you became self-aware, thinking you look so cool, then
yeah,
seeing your
and
reflection.
I saw the mirror. I was like, who the fuck is this ugly motherfucker? Yeah. I thought I was fucking handsome as shit. Yeah. I thought I was hot as shit, swooped over. That's how I saw myself every, like in my self-image, yeah. I had greased up hair, yeah. combed to the side, and a leather jacket on at all times.
Yeah, right.
I looked in the mirror and I was like, "Who's this little fat kid?
Yeah, that faggot in the mirror."
Yeah.
Do you think Uncle Jesse John Stamos, Greek hero,
it was 100%. Yeah. It was 100%.
Yeah,
John
it had
Stamos.
To have been.
I remember being a little kid and thinking I could do impressions, and then like. Recording them and then playing them back.
That's so funny. I used to do that too.
And just like how off it was.
Oh, yeah.
Because in my head, I'm like, no, I sound exactly like Will Smith.
Yeah. I used to record, my grandfather would send us tapes from Greece of like, music he recorded from the radio. That's how cheap he was. He wouldn't buy us
mixtapes, dude.
He was
just trying
like,
to fuck.
Yeah. But even though they were bullshit, like my dad still like cherished them. And I used to fucking just record over them with my own fake radio talk show. Uh-huh. And my dad, like, would throw them on to fucking listen to them. And it would be like, oh, hello, folks. It's Stav's radio show now. My dad was like, what the fuck? Who fucking recorded over my shit?
He didn't reward your creativity?
No, not only that, he actively punished me for it.
What an asshole.
Yeah, dude.
That just shows that you were a creative child.
I know. I wanted to have my own little radio show. And it's like, hello, everyone. It's Stav's radio show. Mom made mac and cheese and hot dogs today. It was just like,
mac
and cheese. I know.
Yeah.
cut up hot dogs in mac and cheese.
Yeah.
That's tomorrow, I'll be going to soccer practice.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's like, you have to become funny if, like, your natural instincts as a child are to be, like, the biggest faggot in the entire
yeah,
world.
Yeah,
dude, I was
yeah,
such
yeah.
a faggot.
You're like, oh, I got it. No, don't try to join in now.
No. It's like, I used to put on plays.
Yeah, would not let me have ice cream. She said I had too much.
Is that your grandma?
Yeah.
Yaya?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that what the sisterhood is
yep.
all about?
It's about grandmas in Greece putting on pants and getting absolutely railed out by tourists.
Mm. That's pretty sick.
That was the first draft.
You submitted it, and then they changed.
I submitted it, and
they
then
changed
they stole
your
my
vision.
Intellectual property.
The fucking Hollywood machine does mm-hmm. it again.
Same people that silenced.
I just wanted to make a movie about 80-year-old widows that only wear black.
That only wear black, but when they put on
because they've been mourning for 60 years.
Once they put on these magical pair of jeans, their pussies get wet for the first time since 1972.
I watched Traveling Pants one time with my cousin. We like didn't know his sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, and like we'd been watching it for 15 minutes. We both looked at each other. We're like. I just want to see the rest
I would like
of the
it
movie.
If that movie ends with the pants ending up in an evidence locker at the police station.
No.
With cum on.
No. Thank you for saying cum as if everyone didn't get. I guess the people at home didn't see Nick smiling and the yeah. glint in his eyes, so they couldn't put the pieces together.
Kind of
but
a Cheshire Cat smile.
Yeah.
At the thought of
come across
four fictional women getting raped on vacation.
Yeah, that movie featured Grease heavily.
Oh, yeah, dude. That and fucking Mamma Mia.
Yeah, dude. Come I watched that on the plane to Japan.
You did?
I loved it.
Maybe I'll watch it on the plane.
I love the music of ABBA. That's another gay thing about my childhood.
Oh, dude, the music I listened to as a kid, purely like... Girl, like boy bands, Spice Girls, like fucking.
I knew that was gay. I at least knew that was gay.
Fucking ABBA, fucking it's a cruel Bananarama. Yeah. That was
the music
my
video. The
shit,
music
dude.
Video for that song creeps me out.
Cruel
What's
Summer?
The music video
for Bananarama's "Cruel Summer"? It just creeps me out.
What happens in it?
They're just walking around like the Lower East Side in Williamsburg and shit. Mm. But it's like, you know, most like they're probably disgusting now.
Yeah. Oh, you're just thinking of aging?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Them aging, it's just something about it just feels like death. And I don't know what it is. But just this, like, the idea of, like, I don't know. Like, I watch it and I see, like, these are, like, you know, three, like, young pop stars or whatever. They're like, oh, we're making a music video in fucking New York or whatever. Yeah.
Are they Canadian?
No, they're Irish.
Oh, they were? I thought they were, like, Swedish or something.
No, I'm pretty sure they're Irish. But they, yeah, it's like, but then, like, that, like, there's nothing to feel good about. You're just going to get old and die. And it's like all these mm-hmm. people have AIDS at the time. Not them, but, like.
Yeah, they're walking through a graveyard of
AIDS. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. There's just a lot going on that just, like, makes me, like, uncomfortable.
Interesting.
It's weird. It's one of those things, and it's I think I was talking to Ryan Beck mm-hmm. about it years ago, and like I never like vocalized, I never like said it out loud, but he said it, and I was like, that I fucking get that. But the Cheers intro used to like creep me the fuck out.
Oh, the drawings?
Really?
Yeah, it just.
Oh,
like,
the drawings. You're right. They were. Yeah, there was something weird about them. Yeah.
Well, the old photographs and shit, yeah. And it's like this idea that like all of these people are having fun, but they're all dead now.
Yeah.
You know, so it like.
Interesting. Yeah, you're right.
You know, it's
damn,
like
that's dark.
Bro. Well, I don't know. It used to just creep me out.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I guess it's the Bananarama thing. It's the same thing. But yeah, just like the idea of people. Like having fun, and I'm gonna be young forever, or yeah. whatever. And it's like,
and then
no,
you see
won't.
Them now; they're just yeah. horrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then to think, oh, my youth is already gone, and yeah. I didn't have fun.
Yeah, yeah. I wasted it. Uh-huh. I completely wasted it.
I spent my fucking youth doing open mics in seafood restaurants
mm-hmm.
for fucking Dave Schoffer.
Yeah,
Uncle fucking Dave.
Uncle Dave. Uncle Dave comedy.
Uncle motherfucking
One time
Dave.
When I was like first starting, someone was like, Uncle Dave's in the audience, so you might want to do a good set. And I was like, even at that point when I didn't know what the fuck was going on, I was like, I highly doubt that this is a big industry.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. He controlled Red House Tavern.
There were so many dumb motherfuckers.
They were the
Uncle
best.
Dave's in the audience.
Did you ever meet
so you
Sensei
wanna...
Ernie?
I never met Sensei Ernie.
No? Who the fuck is that?
It's just like
it sounds like we're making these guys up.
Nah,
they're real.
They're real people.
Big fucking nerdy white guy that like maybe taught karate or something.
Hell yes.
He was
dude.
Also a magician and
Hell
he was like
yes.
just fucking terrible.
Yeah.
But he was like an open micer and he would come to Wiseacres and then come to like I guess we would go like hang out at Clyde's afterwards sometimes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. The sensei.
Yeah, Sensei Ernie.
Nah. Uncle Dave ran shit, baby.
There was another uncle.
Was there a different uncle?
There was a different
Damn. Yeah. The uncle's Dave.
Did he send his little dick pics to female open micers?
No.
His tiny dick.
His tiny pink ass penis.
Mm-hmm.
You probably got a pink dick, Nick, huh?
It's more, well, I guess it's multiple colors.
Yeah, it's pink.
It's purple-ish.
Nah, it's yeah, my shit's kind of blue.
Yeah.
No. Blue?
Greeny.
Green.
Like a sick green.
A sickly, a gangrenous cock.
Yeah, I have a gangrenous cock. It's
that
a
makes
yellowy
sense.
Green.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you have to drain it?
Yeah, I have to drain it 3 times a day. I have like a little spout that I turn.
I was watching videos the other day of like people that get like hematomas underneath their thumbnail, like their nail, and you get like a blood blister. And you heat up a needle and
no.
then burn a hole through
the nail?
The nail to let the blood out.
No, fuck that.
And apparently it's supposed to be really relieving, but that, yeah, you have to like burn a hole through the fingernail.
That's
with,
fucked up.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah. But I saw it and I'm like, damn, I hope that
you
happens.
You wish, yeah, yeah. You want a blood blister under yeah, your
cool.
fucking finger.
Yeah. Cool project.
Yeah.
I hate blisters, dude.
Yeah.
Although there is something nice about popping them bitches. Seeing that weird pus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then you have that baggy, like,
that little
skin.
Baggy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a condom after
Which
you,
you, wait,
you
yeah,
came in
you
it.
You wait for it to fall off, mm-hmm. and it's nasty.
Damn, dude. Fucking. I freaking hate condoms, man.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, fellas?
I freaking hate them,
go,
too.
Go off.
No one should use them.
Damn. What did you guys think of the... Since we're going down memory lane, what did you think of the Mentos commercials?
That was like one of the first things I learned how to like do parodies of.
I loved them.
Yeah. Even though they were weird, and they were so different than American shit because they were European. Uh-huh.
Well, you know my opinion on twins anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, when
they
I was
should
like,
be able to suck each other's dicks.
They do suck each other's dicks, and they're all lying if they say they haven't.
When I was a little kid,
they're all 69.
When I would watch those Mentos commercials, I would laugh so hard. Just imagining like a guy like hitting on a girl, and she's like, no, or whatever. And then he's like, you know, eats the Mentos, and then he goes in his car, he's like, ba ba da ba ba, and he gets a gun. But yeah, that was like a big hit for me when I was.
Oh, yeah, that's big.
Mm-hmm.
That's big time. I remember trying putting a Mentos. I was like, Mom, I need a fucking Mentos. Because I thought. Any problem I had, I could just pop a Mentos in my mouth. Mm-hmm.
It's so funny how like susceptible to commercials.
Dude, are. Like it would be like my friends wouldn't let me get a turn at playing the Power Rangers Nintendo game, and then I would eat a Mentos and ask again, and they'd be like, "No, we already." And I would be like, "What the fuck? This candy sucks dick, and it didn't taste that good. Mentos fucking
well,
suck.
It's not candy; it's breath mint.
What?
Yeah." Mentos is not. It's not candy you're
yeah,
eating.
It's a mint.
I thought it was candy.
That's why it freshens. They say it's Mentos freshens.
Yeah. But it's so
it
chewy.
Mentos
no, it's
freshens.
Gum. You're just eating gum.
It's like half mint, half gum.
Damn, I would honestly gulp those bitches up whenever I got them.
You know what's the most incredible candy in the world?
What's that?
The Hide Chew.
Hide Chew's not that good.
It's a gum sucks. That you can swallow.
No, this is this is a garbage
not,
take.
What
gum.
Are you talking about? It's amazing.
No,
that's
no,
a
no.
The greatest candy in the fucking world.
Mango Hide Chew is my favorite
Shut
candy.
Shut up.
No, you're out of your fucking
now,
mind.
Now listen, is there some kind of good quality to a Hide Chew? Sure. It's better than it should be.
In terms of the sensation of having it, of chewing it, and then being able to swallow it afterwards. Because it's like you can never swallow
Does
gum.
Does it remind you of a man's cum?
You don't chew cum.
You do.
Why would you chew
a... You do.
You seem to know a lot about how to swallow and drink cum, Adam.
Yeah. I don't know that. Yeah. I just... I
we don't know. I thought you chewed it.
Yeah.
I've never seen
the cum like that comes out of your dick.
Yeah, sure.
No,
it's
I don't
not
look at
that
it.
Yeah, I don't...
I look at my fucking
that
dick.
Is gay. That is gay.
What are you, gay?
I see the base of my cock when it comes... Because if it's in a girl's mouth, but I don't see the cum.
Yeah.
Because I'm not gay.
Every time you've ever busted is inside a girl's mouth and she swallowed it.
Yeah.
You don't know what the blast looks like.
I've never seen
Well, you know if she chews or not after you've busted
no,
her mouth.
No, because I close my eyes.
Mm-hmm. You close your eyes out of respect.
And I'm imagining a
that
white woman.
That is what
woman.
I like about you.
I'm imagining a white woman instead.
What's that?
That's why I have my eyes closed. I only fuck black girls.
Right.
But I have my eyes closed
but
to
you're
imagine.
Racist, yeah.
But I'm racist.
Interesting.
So, yes.
Yeah.
White women won't fuck me because I'm racist.
So he has to close his eyes
because I don't tell
black women.
Interesting. You're lying to them.
Well, I'm not lying to them.
You're gaslighting them.
Yeah, but gaslighting only applies to white women.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. It hasn't reached other communities.
Black women and Puerto Rican women just fight with you.
Right. If you try and
gaslight. They just argue.
Just punch
They're from the old school where you can just have disputes with people.
Right.
And say things.
Yes.
They don't like. Experience their relationships through a series of group chats on Twitter.
Interesting.
And, you know, supplanting psychotherapy for a network of women they barely know on the internet.
Right.
You know, that's the move now.
That is true.
I get all my relationship advice from...
Group chats?
From, yeah, someone with an anime avatar. Yeah. It's like, it sounds like you're being abused. Oh, wow, thank you. I'm going to call the police right now. Yes? Oh, no, they watch things on my Netflix account, and it fucked up my suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean that's not rape? Well...
Tell that to my algorithm.
Why don't you fucking speak to my friends in my group chats who say otherwise?
That's right.
Who say it's a form of physical violence.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you speak to, what's a pun with a Japanese guy's name?
Huh?
Honda Element.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, my name is Honda... Element.
Element.
Sir, that's just the name of a car.
Shut up. Listen, this is a real phone call. Shut up for a second.
Sir, that's the name of a car. Sir, you're in a Honda dealership right
ma'am.
Now.
Excuse me, ma'am?
I'm a man.
Ma'am, I'm a police officer. named Officer Honda Element, and I demand to have this car for free.
You're wearing hot sauce sweatpants bottoms? But yeah. You're wearing hot sauce pajama bottoms? Yeah,
you're wearing the top ramen clothes from Target.
There's a hole in your part of your penis is sticking through it, sir.
Sir, you're opening your wallet and it's just filled with diarrhea.
And it's a Velcro wallet, by the way.
That's not a badge. It's a Velcro wallet.
A Velcro wallet full of shit.
I'm a police officer named Honda Element, and I demand to have this car.
Sir, you've written Honda Element in diarrhea.
Ma'am? Excuse me? Where's the? At least let me have free coffee from the coffee machine.
Okay, if that means you'll leave, you can have some coffee.
No, I'll pay you with this.
Sir, what are you doing with that tent? Ma'am, this is a stakeout. I'm on a stakeout. We believe someone is trying to steal the Honda Element from the showroom. And I'm on assignment. You know? The police department has asked me
to jack off
captain,
in this tent.
I am to live in this tent. And you are to bring me some of the animal crackers from next to the coffee machine to live off of until we get to the bottom of who's trying to steal. Yes, I said my name was Honda Element earlier. I was confused.
Well, it is my name, but yeah.
My name
it's
is,
a coincidence.
My name is Toyota Viper. Detective. Detective Toyota Viper, by the way. And I know you close at 7, but what part of I am a police officer don't you understand? You've seen my badge.
Ah, fuck. That's a good con, dude.
Yeah.
That's another good con.
Yeah.
Da 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 da.
See, here's the thing.
Get in, boys.
You put the big bill on the outside, and then you stroll right in, pretend to have Down syndrome, and you walk out with all the candy in the store. What's the point of putting the bill on the outside? Oh, I don't know. It just looks cool. The key is that they think you're mentally retarded.
That's right.
But it's the 1920s, Frank. Wouldn't I just be in prison?
Wouldn't they send me to a jail with gay people and other retards?
Wouldn't I just be in prison? Wouldn't I be charged with mental retardation?
Damn, they really, really did not have a good go at things.
Yeah.
For quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And still not, you know.
Oh, no, they get to speak to Congress now.
That is
they
true.
All go to the Olympics. First of all, being a retarded
they all
person.
Get in.
Being a retarded person sounds awesome.
Yeah, it does.
First of all, there's no greater accomplishment than like working a minimum wage job that's subsidized by the state. So it's like you don't even get paid, really.
Yeah.
They make like $1 a week.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what do you mean it's subsidized? They don't get the paycheck?
The McDonald's does that whole thing about like we hire retarded people.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Aren't we heroes? It's and I haven't looked into this at all.
Yeah.
But they they like get like huge like tax breaks or whatever. Mm. Or like, you know, they
McDonald's.
But they still get the paycheck. The
retarded guy gets a paycheck, yeah. But you know, they get paid like prison money.
Right. Oh really? They don't make minimum
because
wage?
Because they get housing?
I don't think they get minimum wage.
Interesting.
I think there's some like thing where it's like yeah, they get
again, you haven't looked into
I
it.
I have not looked into it.
And it does not sound right,
it
but
sounds
we'll go
right.
with it.
Let me look it up. Let me look up whether retarded people get paid for
or if they're treated like prisoners. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba, I'm gay. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. What would your job be if you were mentally retarded?
Movie theater ticket tear guy.
That's a good one. I would say grocery bag.
Because I'd get to meet so many nice people going to see the movies.
Mm-hmm.
I get to tell them the wrong theater to go into.
That's,
go to
of,
8.
That is one of the perks of the
even
job.
Though they're like, well, on my ticket it says I'm in theater 11. No, it's 8.
It's 8.
I just sent you to a girl movie.
Oh, that would be... Oh, yeah. So you would know.
I would know. I'd do little tricks and then have a little mischievous smile.
And smile and then be like,
yeah,
oh,
here we go.
Adam.
Advocates of the disabled are trying to change a law that allows some employers to pay workers less than the minimum wage because they have a disability.
Wow, that is fucked up.
Why is that the law?
That's the joke we were doing, is that you would be in prison in the 20s. Right. And it's like, well, you're retarded. We can't pay you minimum wage.
Federal law allows about 30 employees and employers in Washington to pay workers less than minimum wage because those workers have disabilities that impair their productivity for the work being performed.
Oh, that's wild.
But advocates say this practice exploits people who deserve a shot at being productive. Yeah, I don't know how it works exactly, but yeah, those companies hire retarded people because you can pay them less.
Damn. And it, and they still do work. What the fuck?
To a certain extent, yeah.
It's like if you're bagging groceries or sweeping or whatever the fuck.
But imagine if, like, imagine how shitty that feels if you're the other guy that works at McDonald's. If there's this guy does every detail of your job the same.
Yeah.
I mean, that actually happened to me. I was working at a pizza restaurant, and they hired a retarded guy, and the manager told me, he's like, he's a better employee than you.
I'm sure he is.
And I mean, it's not, he wasn't better at the job. I would just show up later fucked up.
He's enthusiastic.
Whatever. No, not even.
No?
He was like a nonverbal, like, zombie, basically.
But he did the work.
Yeah, yeah. That guy was better.
Yeah.
He was just like, we need you to clean the bathroom, Michael. He'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
Then he'd be in the bathroom for 7 hours, but.
He would do it.
Yeah.
Instead of just leaving.
Yeah. Instead of being like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, instead of eating pizza and leaving and being like, no.
I'm not doing any of that shit.
Did you get a free
pizza? No, I'm here till you fire me.
Yeah, of course.
At PPJ's?
At every pizza restaurant I've ever worked at. Does
you
that mean,
leave every day with a free pizza?
No. I mean, that would be...
Damn, this bitch about to bite you.
Damn,
dude.
Yeah. She's mad at this. Whatever's going on here.
The cat hates Nick's thigh.
Yeah. Because it's too powerful.
Because it's weak.
No, it's too weak. It's strong.
It's weak and it's
mad. Too strong for her.
It makes her mad how weak your legs are.
No, they're too strong. Yeah, no. Any restaurant you've ever worked at should give you free food. If they don't, you should steal it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever work at a restaurant?
I never worked at a restaurant, no.
Neither have I.
Yeah. Any food service?
Never in food service, no.
Damn.
My mom was a waitress, and she was like, don't do that shit.
Yeah, my sister's served waited tables for years now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, she has.
She says OJ now comes in twice a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa! The cat was about
pretty
to
pretty sick,
bite.
Right?
Damn.
Nick's little ass thigh.
Celeb.
No, my legs are strong.
Do you think your sister's going to have sex with O.J. Simpson?
I hope so.
Does your sister know that me and her had sex?
I don't know if she knows that.
Oh, okay.
I could ask her.
Yeah.
I'll get back to you, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, she was pretty knocked out there.
Oh, no.
So you had sex with my sister when she was sleeping? Or
yes.
Okay. See, that's crazy because I had sex with her when she was awake.
We both did in my carriage on the way to my manor.
In a carriage?
Yeah, me and Stav are on the way to my chateau.
Where's your chateau? I forgot about it. Was I asleep too?
Yeah.
Oh, you sucked my dick and fucked.
No, we both
Adam's
fucked
sister?
Adam's sister while we were drunk off absinthe.
Mm.
Your sister was asleep on the way to my chateau.
No, I was sleeping too.
This was back when I was the Marquis.
Oh,
I was sleeping too, and I did it under Nick's orders because he was the Marquis, and he
I'm
would
the
have
Marquis.
My family killed if I said.
I said
otherwise.
I was going to have his family killed.
I'd rather have. A
I
carriage.
Said, "Good sir, my name is Pierre,
the Marquis de Sac.
Pierre Saint Toyota Viper.
Pierre the Saint Toyota Viper.
The Viper. Is
good
the
sir,
dog.
Come into my manor, aka this tent in a Honda dealership.
I don't know how to get him out of here. 20 minutes ago, he was a police officer. Now he's the Marquis. He's the Marquis.
There's a sleeping girl, some fat guy, and he's making the fat guy fuck the sleeping girl.
They're raping some girl in his tent. And he keeps telling me he's a police officer in the Marquis.
Is that a style of rape where someone just makes other people have sex with each other?
Yeah. I would guess so.
It has to be, right?
Yeah, because I was crying.
Yeah, like
you were
the,
crying when you were
like the guy in, like the guy in.
I can't believe I'm going with this.
Like
bit.
The guy,
I have
in,
no loyalty to anyone in my real life.
Well, this is a fake person.
I mean, it's
this isn't.
Oh,
your
I forgot
sister.
It was even about your sister.
We're oh, no, in
about,
the story,
we're laughing about the guy at the Honda dealership. There's no continuity here.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
For a while, this was me as the Marquis.
Yeah. Well, it turns out Nick is the guy. Nick's been the guy the whole time.
This bit is like a dream where it's like just changes every 10
That's
seconds.
That's right.
You know, sometimes if the show's bad, it's good. To lean into sort of that sort of dream logic.
I like mm-hmm. that.
You know,
yeah.
That's something I learned from the Jerry Bruckheimer, Don Simpson, Charlie Rose interview.
I thought you were going
to
say,
you got to
like,
let things breathe to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As Jerry says.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, we're in the Honda dealer.
So we're in the... And Nick is dressed in a fucking full
and
Revolutionary War
instantly,
outfit.
I know that the man for to play Toyota Viper... is Denzel, and for a number of reasons. Not only I like that you're not only on your phone, but the microphone is just gone.
Just on your chest.
I texted him.
Yeah, we already texted him. We said Adam.
We're in the group chat.
I'm asking him to bring my.
We're in the group chat with the whole world.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, just text him on the group chat with the whole world.
The world talking about how your
can
dick
is smaller.
Can you say,
Jamel, can you bring my Juul charger next to the couch on the
where
left
your
side?
Your dick is smaller than the whatever the cord or whatever we're talking about.
My last text from him is at 4:19 a.m. You still up, Bubby?
Were you trying to kiss Jamel?
I guess I was sleeping.
You're trying to kiss him.
No, he texted me that. He was
oh,
trying
you
to kiss.
Texted him, can I kiss you?
That's fucking weird, dude.
That's weird that you texted him that.
He texted me.
And then you
can
texted
you
him
kiss
back.
Me?
No, you texted him.
No, I'm texting him right now.
Yeah. Where'd you text him? Can I kiss you?
No, I was sleeping.
Dude, hold on.
You must have been asleep, having one of your Ambien gay fugues.
That's
you
right.
Go on. When you take your Ambien pills.
No, I ran out.
Yeah. When you take Ambien
me
and Dasha, Viagra at the
you
same
take
time.
It go
me
into
and
a
Dasha
gay fugue.
took all the Ambien.
Do you stay up and like have a, do you fight it so they can do weird shit?
We stay up, yeah, and then Dasha buys things online.
Like what?
Things off of AliExpress, and then like we get it in 45 to 60 business days. Mm-hmm. And then she's like completely does not remember buying any of it. It's a fun game, honestly.
That is a fun game.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff do you buy?
She bought some butt plugs.
Nice.
That's
cool. Stretch you out.
She bought for me. she bought some like weird.
It was just like a fire hydrant in the middle of Adam's living room. You're like, what is that for? And he's like, don't worry about it.
Just a fire hydrant and then just like a fucking a lube dispenser with a pump.
Yeah.
Instead of a bottle.
She buys like a lot of knickknacks. A lot of stuff on AliExpress is like $5 or less.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You ever been to that store Five Below?
Yeah, of course.
Great stuff.
Great store.
A bunch of shitty plastic toys.
Mm-hmm.
You look for the poorest kid in the store, and you follow him around with his mom, and you uh-huh. wait until his eyes light up at some toy, and then you walk over and you take every single one of them. Oh, I'm purchasing all of this. And it's so fun, and it only costs about $50.
Yeah, that's
and for
to scar a child for life.
The price of admission to Six Flags, you could just go to Five Below. Again,
and really rub it in a working mother's face. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm purchasing all of these. If you want one, it's now $200. I don't know.
It's the free market, man.
Ma'am.
Have you ever heard of capitalism?
Ma'am, my name is Grover St. Clair. I'm a marquis and a capitalist.
A capitalist.
The guy Five Below is like, we got more in the back if you want, man.
I'll purchase all of those as well.
I want those too.
It depends, ma'am. Does the free market love your son, or do you?
Capitalist
Grover St. Clair.
That's such a funny modifier.
I am a capitalist, dude. I love it.
I'm a marquee and a capitalist.
I'm a marquee and a capitalist.
But what that means to you is that you just buy toys that children
buy
like.
Toys and try and sell them to children for double.
Yeah, you just rip off poor single mothers.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that works.
Or try and make a different kind of arrangement with them.
No, yeah.
You know a sexual one.
Well, possibly.
Ma'am, you have another option. You can buy me the toys I want, and in exchange, I'll give your son one of these.
Mm-hmm.
What toy is that? PlayStation 4. I don't have $400. Well, it looks like your son is going to die sad, hating his mother, his slut mother, that wouldn't buy a PlayStation for a top-hatted gentleman. Or suck his dick in the middle of the Dollar General.
Suck his dick at a Five Below.
Yeah. Ma'am, I already said I can just put my penis in one end of my top hat and you can put your face through the other and it will happen in private.
This is the top hat with a hole in the top. No top of the top hat. It's just a cylinder.
Ma'am, I brought this antique photography equipment so you can drape. And I've replaced the camera with my dick. And you can drape it over your face.
I'll even let the young chap play with a toy while you suck my dick.
This is a simple business exchange in the middle of the Five Below.
This place of free market ideas.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we got a call earlier. He was living in the Honda dealership. I'm pretty sure it's the same.
He broke into a magic supply store and got a top hat. And now he's in the Five Below. And he's trying to fuck rape women.
No, did he, what did he tell you? His name was like Toyota St. Clair or something. Yeah, no, it's the same guy.
He broke into the fucking magic store. And one of the guys there obviously was told him about libertarianism.
Yeah, we get a lot
of... now he's trying to rape and tell people about the free market.
We get a lot of calls about that. Yeah, he's been in that shopping center for about the last 15 years. Yeah, we really don't know what to do with him.
Oh, fuck. You know, speaking of one of those things where you suck dick through a top hat, there was a Japanese game show where they tried to see if a straight guy... This is the level of, like, game show that Japan is on, which I respect so much. They had a straight porn star, and they were like, do you think a gay man can get you to bust your load? And he was like, no way. And they had, like, a gay porn star suck his dick on television, but his head was in a little box. And they just, like... an auditorium full of people watched these men have gay sex. And they were like cheering the gay guy on.
Yeah.
And he made him bust.
What's the show called? The Mouth is a Mouth?
I don't know. It was so funny.
Hole is a hole.
He was like this fat gay guy.
Hey, you ever see that show, The Mouth is a Mouth? Vinny, no.
No, Vinny, we haven't.
Yeah.
Where is Vin up? Where is Vin, man?
I don't know. In Connecticut.
What's up with Bam, dude? Any news on the Bam front?
Yeah, I've been following him on Instagram. He lets people come over to his house for like 3 hours a day and use his skate ramp.
That's tight.
He gave out his gate code.
Really?
On Instagram. He's like, yo, if you're trying to come over and skate, my gate code is like 1979. Yeah. We should go, dude. Try and go skate with him.
I
think he's back into skating. Good for him. He's returning to his roots.
Should I get into skating?
Yeah. Yes.
I have a skater's physique, people have told me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You need a low center of gravity.
Uh-huh.
So you can land, so the 360, you land it.
You have awkwardly large feet for your height.
I actually do.
You have like size 14 feet or something.
13. Anywhere between 11 and a half, 13, depending on the shoe.
The brand.
Because I wear very wide.
Oh, yeah, you have a wide.
My actual size foot is 11 and a half quadruple wide.
Damn.
Yep. And my penis does not match that, which is a real shame. But what are you going to do?
Kill yourself.
What?
Yeah.
No, I won't.
No.
I'm back on this shit about how retards don't get paid as much.
That is fucked up, man.
It's funny that they made that a law. Yeah. That you can pay them less.
Yeah.
Some guys guys in like the fucking state legislature, he's like, "All right, I'm going to put this to vote. Here's my proposal. We pay retards less."
This is some common sense stuff that we can all reach across the aisle for. You're not going to pay a fucking...
This is I want to get bipartisan consensus. Yeah. We all hate the retarded.
Let's reach across the aisle, Maverick style, John McCain
this
style.
This is great. This is an article from 2001, and just listen to how it's on Slate. Listen to how this language,
oh god,
like would not be acceptable.
Has changed
now. Just days ago, Explainer answered the question: does the law treat the insane differently than the retarded? However, the item did not explore the legal rights of the retarded
ago.
And others. It was 18 years ago.
Oh, I thought you said 2011.
No, I said
2001 was that
2001.
Long ago?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did not explore the legal rights of the retarded in other areas, such as marriage, home ownership, and the right to eat their own poop.
Where are those? I don't think that was there.
Well, I am adding a little bit of flourish.
Flavor.
Yeah. A little seasoning on
how
that.
How do you escalate? The American Association of Mental Retardation defines it. Damn.
Is that real?
Yeah. Respect. I mean, I'm sure they've changed their name.
Check it out.
Why? Because of 9/11?
Yeah.
That's when it all
changed. A lot of people don't know this. Muhammad Atta had Down syndrome.
Well, he just hated the usage of the R slur.
Yeah. It's not about America's imperialism.
It's not about imperialism. Well, it's the imperialism of the R slur. They're the going to other countries, the making them use it. Yeah. It's fucked up.
It's now the American Association on Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities.
Intellectual disabilities.
Damn, that's way worse.
I got intellectual disabilities. I'm
the retard institute.
How about a guy with Down syndrome who goes into a coma in 1998 and he comes out of the coma? They're like, "Good news, you're not retarded anymore." He's like, "I'm not." They're like, "No, you're intellectually disabled."
That's very funny.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good.
That's good news.
Yeah.
Take me to the Five Below immediately. Drive me to the Honda dealership immediately.
That's so funny. It's like saying you cured cancer by just changing the name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which you could.
Just like that, same guy that just comes in there like, this is a woman with her kid with Down syndrome being like, ma'am, I'm a medical doctor. My name is Price Cooper. Dr. Price Cooper. And your son has Down syndrome. That'll be $500. Excuse me. I've diagnosed him with Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. I'll be collecting my $500. Make the check payable to... Just give me cash.
Just give me money. In fact, whatever you have in your pocket doesn't have to be $500.
You could also purchase a PlayStation 4.
What do you mean I'm not a doctor? I'm wearing this fucking coat, aren't I?
Don't I look the part?
And it's like, no, that's a nightgown you tore in half.
Yeah.
That's a nightgown you scissored down the middle.
Yeah. You're wearing women's clothes from the fat girl section at Target.
Oh, fuck, dude.
You're wearing the fat lady. It ain't over till the fat lady sings.
Dude, I bet you maternity jeans are very comfortable.
Yeah, you should straight up start wearing maternity clothes.
I'm about to start wearing them. You know what?
I was in Target the other day, and I was looking at the fat mannequins that are just now everywhere. There's just fat mannequins.
Yeah. I was there the other
respect.
Day.
Respect.
The other thing, too, if it's like...
Good.
If this was like...
It's fat ladies, though. I don't think they do fat
guys.
No,
they don't do fat men. What? Nobody gives a shit.
No, fat women.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Well, it's like
this is
7 years ago, if you saw that, somebody would have been like, that's fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
That's really not nice.
Yeah.
Because it looks like a mockery.
Yeah.
Of fat people.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's what they want. They want to be laughed at.
They
want
to be laughed at?
They're forcing us.
Well, let me say something.
They want to be laughed at and mocked.
As the representative, I'll say that is not what we want.
Yeah.
We want...
As a fat woman?
As a fat woman.
I think we should do the Israel model.
As the man
model,
who's probably had...
Which is what?
And every single identity should have its own country.
What do you mean?
So every discernible identity should have its own country.
You're saying like a nation state or
fat people? Do you have to choose? What if there's probably going to be
a nation state? Sure.
So there's like a fat people nation state.
Yes.
A queer disabled Pakistani nation state.
Yeah.
And okay. Wait. It's every single one, or is it like? They're general, but you get to choose which one you get drafted into.
Right, because couldn't you belong to multiple
ones? Yeah, I'm fat, I'm also
sure,
Greek.
But then you have to develop a hierarchy of identities where it trickles down, and then within each nation state, there's different states that represent the subcategories.
Oh, okay.
It seems complicated.
No, it doesn't. It's like you weight your identity.
So if what's like, more gender or race?
That's an individual decision. Then your choice of where you
weight
live.
Your own identity. So it's not the state that prescribes
If you're like, I'm a gay black man that's 400 pounds, you would move to the gay country and the black state and then the town for fatsoes.
Oh, I see. Okay. I like that, actually.
Yeah.
But there's no variety, though. You can't, like, what if you want to fuck... You know, different kind of people.
Yeah, what if you want to fuck a straight Chinese
guy? Yes, I'm a politician. just walking in the UN. My name is Dengis Eljuan. And I have come up with... No, it's not urine. Ma'am, keep your hands off me. Keep your hands off
me. Do not touch my
do
super
not
soaker.
Get
it is not. There is not urine in the super soaker. It is just for my own...
I'm
protection.
Sorry, is your name Mason? Is your name Mason? Because these are not your jars unless that's your name.
I'm holding these jars for my friend Mason.
And it is not urine.
It's not.
I pissed all of these out myself. I brought them here. What do you mean? No, they're not urine.
Piss isn't... Fuck.
It's different. They're distilled.
It's different. I ran them through a Brita filter.
I've got them down in my basement cooling off for 40 days and nights and boil it down into pure phosphorus. This is my invention. I'm an inventor.
I'm boiling piss.
What happens if you boil piss down? It's salt?
No, it boils down into phosphorus.
Into phosphorus, literally.
Yeah. Whoa. That's, yeah.
Can't you make light bulbs out of that?
Sure. Phosphorus is luminescent, so you can it's photoluminescent. So if you expose it to light and then turn the lights off, it'll like light.
Israel used white phosphorus in Gaza, which was like a terrible weapon.
Yeah.
You can make chemical weapons?
Yeah.
With your own piss.
Yeah. With your own piss.
Interesting.
Was that what the guy that, you know, like those militia kind of guys, is that what they're up to? Like what's his name? The guy that did Oklahoma City and stuff? Are they like making chemical weapons with their own piss? No?
Ted Bundy.
Well, I keep wondering, it's not Ted Bundy. It's not Kaczynski. It's not.
Timothy McVeigh.
Timothy McVeigh. I knew it was a T. Whatever. I don't know why.
Is there another McVeigh? Someone named McVeigh?
The coach of the Rams.
That's right. That's who I'm thinking about.
Yep.
He's hot.
Young guy.
Young, hot, gets nice pussy.
He's got a hot, yeah,
he does have a hot girlfriend.
Yeah. I think there are guys on the team that are older than him.
Yep. He slams nice pussy.
Sean McVeigh.
Belichick also slams old nice pussy.
And his daughter, too.
He slams his daughter. Does his daughter look like him?
Yeah, she's nasty, and they kissed on the lips after he won the Super Bowl.
Would you kiss? You seem like the kind of person that would kiss your children on the lips, Adam.
Only my male children. It's inappropriate if I do it to women.
Yeah, that's true.
My dad kissed me on the lips for way too long.
Yep.
I think I had to have a talk, say, stop kissing. I think it was like, I'm 25 years old.
Dropping you off at college. Have a nice day, Eddie. Give me that mouth. Show Papa what that mouth does, Adam.
What does that mouth do?
What does that mouth do, Adam?
You ever suck dick for money, Adam?
How much
Nick
money?
Was just on Jezebel for 5 minutes.
How much money?
What?
How much money?
I don't know. It's up to you. I said for money. I didn't determine a price.
Yeah, if it was enough money, I'd do it. Yeah. Someone's like, here's $500,000. Mm-hmm. To suck a dick? Yeah, of course.
Nice. Well, guess what, dude?
Guess what? We got a guy here.
For $500,000.
Yep, his name is
Titus Miles.
Okay.
He's a marquee, a capitalist, a magician.
I'm a venture capitalist.
I'm investing in getting my dick sucked by Adam.
Yeah.
If you want to invest in that, we can have a discussion.
You
got to
give me the $500,000 back.
Yeah. I'm going to need 50% stake in your mouth from now on.
I get to fuck your mouth whenever I want, and I get to recapture my principal.
What do you mean? That's not the agreement. The agreement is I suck his dick.
Dude, you're coming.
Front, half after the bus.
First of all, you're coming to terms, all right? Just relax.
Oh, be a negotiation.
Negotiation.
I would love that. Yeah. I would love an episode of Shark Tank where it's like all of them pass and it's only the FUBU guy. And it's like, it's like a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, she's like, cookies by Melissa. And he's like, $200,000, 10% take, but you got to suck my dick right now.
I want that same thing, but with Mr.
And then
Wonderful.
Just like dramatic shots of the woman's face, and then up close on him tenting his fingers as they cut the commercial break.
Yeah, he's not smiling at all.
Bum 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 bum. Yeah, coming up on Shark Tank, will Melissa suck his dick?
Is Mr. Wonderful gay? I think I've asked this before.
Yeah,
is he? He's not. He's Canadian.
It's weird that his name is Kevin O'Brien.
Kevin O'Leary.
Yeah. You think his name would be like David Shimowitz or something.
No, he's Irish.
Just looking at
he's
him.
He's one of your boys.
And then he's like, how you doing? My name is Patrick O'Cleary.
He seems like someone that would pay men to suck their dicks.
Oh, yeah.
That's the vibe I get from him.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad vibe, I guess.
That's just the impression that I get. Damn, I wonder what that guy's up to now. Because he's probably close to death, and he's like, fuck, I spent my whole life being in the Mighty Mighty Bosstones.
He's not near death. He's probably 60.
Yeah.
No, is he that old?
Yeah, for sure.
Probably.
What's his name? Dickie Barrett?
The lead singer of the Boston?
Dickie Barrett's probably rich, dude.
Are they from Boston, Massachusetts?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Boston's.
So it's a pun.
That's correct.
Because, like, tones, like, music.
Yeah, born June 22nd, 1964. So he's 78 years old.
No, that's not right.
That's not the math.
Off the top of my head.
You're just doing a little mental math.
No, because my mom's 60-something, and she was born in the 50s.
Yeah, he's 54 years old, so he's close to death.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
And he's probably... Look up his net worth.
Damn. I guess that band's been... Because, yeah, the band's been around since, what, 83?
No.
Nice.
That long? And they had one hit in the late 90s? Do you remember that movie with fucking Mr. Holland's Opus? What was his name?
Kevin Spacey?
No.
Patrick Swayze?
No, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Patrick Spacey?
No.
Mr. Holland's Penis?
The guy from Mr. Holland's Opus.
Hello, I'm the star of Mr. Holland's
Richard
Penis.
Dreyfuss. Richard Dreyfuss.
Mr. Holland's Open Ass?
This is Adam's favorite movie.
Mr. Asshole's Open.
Mr. Holland's
Like, oh, I wish I could conduct the opera someday.
Mr. Asshole's Open. This is Richard Dreyfuss holding his ass cheeks open. fuck. That's a good one.
He has a little sign above his ass that says closed, and he flips it around. It says open.
Put the little conductor thing in his ass and conduct it that way.
His baton? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, yeah. It's a very damn good idea.
Is it? Okay, this is going to sound like a stupid question.
Oh, he's the announcer for Jimmy Kimmel.
Nice.
Oh, he is?
That's a cushy gig, probably.
That's a great gig. He lives in LA. He probably gets paid well.
Getting sucked off by a man.
That's Goldfinger.
And he's from Rhode Island.
Doing everything
I can.
That's not
the Mighty Mighty
Boss. Get sucked off by
that's
a man.
That's Goldfinger.
Trying to keep
my
mouth on a dick. I can't wait to suck another dick.
And I'm so confused
about why these gels don't like me.
These gels.
And I'm so confused.
In New York.
As I suck off, dudes.
This city is what dreams are made of.
One of those guys driving an Uber singing that to himself.
Let's hear it for New York. These lights will inspire you.
Just paying off his $9 million taxi medallion.
Poor fellow.
Yeah. This city is what dreams are made of. Let's hear it for New York.
I think a lot of Indian men are fans of Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
Bum 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 bum. Ah, fuck, dude.
No, it's not the joke isn't that he would like Alicia Keys, it's that New York is never going to be nice to that guy.
I know. I'm saying. I think he's. A
are
big
you
fan.
Saying? Are you saying?
Maybe I am, dude.
He now lives in Los Angeles.
Dickie?
Yeah.
Yeah. He works on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
You get paid just to be like, and now Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah. For Wheel of Fortune, they like Sajak films like 7 episodes in a day.
A day. Yeah.
And then they just shoot the entire year in like a 2-month period.
Really?
And he's like.
Yeah, respect.
Yeah.
That fucking rules, dude.
He's a really good.
He's got great politics.
Conservative thinker.
Mm-hmm. Should we do a game show?
Yeah. Well, if you can actually come up with a game show idea, if you can come up with a card game that they like in Vegas, like you'll be rich for life.
What do you mean a card? Just any card game?
If you can come up, with a game or something.
War.
Yeah.
There, I did
you
it.
You didn't come up with it.
Yeah, but I'll be the one that pitches it.
Well, he did come up with it, Adam.
No, he didn't. He just said the name of
one,
a game. Because
he
three,
came
four.
Up with it.
He came up with the name of a game.
I declare a card
yeah, he
war.
Came up with...
Like, if I had to come up with the name of a movie and I said Titanic, I came up with
See?
It.
No,
See,
you're
Adam?
Saying you have to come up with a game. So what? So Blackjack.
That one already exists, you fucking
they
idiot.
Play that,
that's the same
they
as what
play that
war.
In Vegas,
they already play
idiot.
That in Vegas.
They play war in Vegas,
no,
too.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No. Don't pretend like you know because
yes,
you're from
do.
Vegas.
Yes, they do. I'm from Vegas.
They don't play war.
Yeah, they do.
No, they fucking don't, it's dude. A, yeah. Why are you mad because I came up with a fucking card game and you said Blackjack like a fucking idiot?
I didn't say Blackjack.
It must be weird being a Jewish family that lives in Las Vegas.
There are plenty of Jewish
a place
families.
Like that's about like the possibility of losing money. A good chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did your family wake up every morning just in a cold sweat? Like,
my dad for a while was gambling.
Was he?
Yeah. Because it's everywhere, dude. It's like you leave the supermarket, you
Do
pay for milk
machines?
With a 20, and there's slot machines right after you check out. You're like, oh, I'll just put my change in the slot machine. And then, like, time just erases. You're there for 3 hours. You
That's
know?
Insane.
Yeah. They had slot machines in laundromats.
Do they have
gas stations.
In grocery stores,
They
too?
Don't have prostitutes in Las Vegas. Every other county in Nevada except for Clark County.
I thought they come up to you when you're playing and they're like, hey.
Those are waitresses.
Can I suck your dick?
Those are waitresses. Cocktail waitresses.
Will suck your dick at Vegas?
No, cocktail waitresses like dress like scantily clad and bring you drinks. You get free drinks if you're playing the game.
No. Again, the way I wanted to be in a fucking band / gang as a child, I was led to believe from movies that there's whores that look nice that try and get you to fuck in Vegas.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of prostitutes in Vegas, but it's not legal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, are they at the grocery stores?
It'd be funny if
at the
when the podcast fails, just Adam in like pumps and like a short red dress, just walking up and down the strip.
Just like, working the block.
trying to put that boy pussy on the
street. Trying to get some money.
To play in a slot machine.
Yeah. I would never revert to street.
You're just having sex with Nicolas Cage in a hotel room. He's drinking himself to death.
Who was that? Elizabeth something?
Elizabeth Shue.
Elizabeth Shue. Yeah, she was pretty hot.
Yeah, she was
She
hot.
Didn't really work after that movie.
She was in a couple of movies.
I know
she kind of went away.
I know the name, and I don't really know anything about movies, so she must be kind of famous.
There was another actress I thought about the other day. I couldn't remember.
Patricia Arquette?
No. But that's
her.
A good one.
She rules. I would love to go in a time machine and smash. I would smash her now, honestly.
It'd be funny if they just replaced her in Boyhood. Because she kind of stopped acting, but she's in Boyhood.
No, she didn't stop acting.
She's in Prison Break
Escape
show.
Escape from Danemora.
Yeah.
Which I got horny while she was
it's
getting
good,
pounded.
Right?
You could see, like, you know.
She gets fucked by the inmates?
Yeah, she did.
Sick.
And you can't see her,
that's
like,
dream,
pussy
dude.
Or her tits. But you can see the part, you know the part that's like. When your pants are pulled down and you're like side profile, and you can see
like side
her
ass
thigh.
Ass
and
damn,
ass
she was in a movie called Holes. I'm trying to go see that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we got Patricia Arquette.
The
movie
who
called
doesn't
Hole.
Understand.
Yeah.
This is the guy that doesn't know that movies are gay. Now he's
yeah, ooh, baby, I can't wait to go. What the hell is this? It's a bunch of faggot kids. They're doing gay shit in the desert. There's not a single hole in the goddamn thing.
Hey, nobody's fucking a hole. What the fuck? Yeah, she was in Escape from Danemora, and then she was in that other thing about that crazy girl or that mom who kept pretending her daughter was sick. And
oh,
then
yeah. She's
some
the
guy
mom
from
that.
4chan killed the
was
mom.
Was it 4chan?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, like
Nick,
gets
didn't
an
you
internet
show us that?
Boyfriend.
You showed us that documentary.
Yeah, it's
place.
Munchausen by proxy. Yeah, yeah.
That girl,
she, like,
Gypsy Rose.
Gypsy, mm-hmm. Yeah. So she's in jail right now.
Yeah, free yeah. Gypsy. Free Gypsy.
Yeah.
That guy killed her mom and then, like, I think raped Gypsy Rose.
Nice.
I thought they were in love.
Nah, nice, but dude. The documentary.
That's cool.
You think that's cool?
I don't even hear what you said.
Murdering a woman and raping her daughter.
Maybe that's the kind of mom I'll be one day.
Yeah.
A Munchausen by proxy. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Convince your
you
son
can't
he's
get,
sick.
You can't get out of bed. You're too sick.
Let papa suck you off.
Let me give you some poison real quick. And just go take a long sleepy.
Yeah. Now you're going to like
make your kid do baseball, but then not encourage him or really be supportive in it.
No, no, I'm not putting my kid into baseball.
Yeah, so your kid will be like, I really want to play baseball. And you're like, no, you're not doing that. My dad made me do it.
My dad made me play baseball.
So you're going to just, you're going to negate everything that your dad did
by
not letting your kid do anything he wants.
Baseball is just standing around.
Well, either way,
soccer, you're running the whole time.
You will be a performatively supportive soccer father.
Yeah, not you'll spend most of the time talking to the other dads, being like, "My dad was such an asshole to me during." And your kid's scoring, and you're not even paying attention. my dad was so bad to me.
Well, he has to work for my attention.
That's true.
And that inspires him to be a better soccer player.
Mm. Yeah,
you know. And then one day he'll be at the World Cup, and I'll be talking to some guy sitting next to me about my dad, and he'll score the winning goal because he's convinced I'm not watching.
You're gonna have a son. You guys are gonna end up in a Grey Garden situation.
just two old
Big Adam and Little Adam.
Yeah, Little Adam's like, I've been doing some open mics. And Adam's like, I was a much better comedian.
Yeah,
I was the funniest girl in New York in those days.
In Southampton,
we would go out to West Egg with Clarence and Toyota St. Clair.
He was a baron, you know.
He was a marquis.
A marquis.
Back then, New Jersey had marquis.
I can't wait to see that, Adam.
Well,
folks, listen. Come see us in Canada. We're going to be there in June, which it is now already.
They added a second show for Vancouver.
Vancouver, it sold out. We will now have a show on the 17th, a Monday. So come see us then. I'm sorry, the 24th? I don't fucking know. Just go to Cometown Don Events. We're going to Toronto on the 14th. And then the other ones I forget. But Cometown Don Events. And then also I will be in Los Angeles in a week at the Lyric Hyperion. I'm doing some new stuff. It's a cheap show, 10 buckaroos. Come see me. It'll be a fun time. And if you're in Canada, come see the boys. Goodbye, everyone.